This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Need a little sip of aspartame-free Diet Pepsi. Wait a minute, it doesn't say aspartame-free on it anymore. What have they done?
Uh-oh.
What have they done?
Spiked your diet, whatever?
Well, they've had some weird deal going where I noticed that they had Diet Pepsi out in like tall, thin cans, and it said something, the original Diet Pepsi. But the other one would say aspartame free on it, because that's how I sort of got spun up on Diet Pepsi, was because of the aspartame free thing, because I don't know, I believed some of these reports that supposedly aspartame is going to, like, you know.
Well, it's not the greatest thing you can ingest, so put it that way.
Grow three heads or something like that, I forget what.
Well, that may not be a bad thing. Something think of like everything that you can get done if you had three heads to work with.
Yeah. Anyway, all unimportant. Here is what is important. We have a president of the United States in the name of Donald J. Trump, who has managed to bring three hostages home. And it is not a Barack Obama-like hostage return, because remember Bo Bergdahl, Todd? You remember Bo Bergdahl and that whole story about, oh, Bo Bergdahl's coming home. We're going to have a Rose Garden ceremony with Bo Bergdahl. Bo Bergdahl. What a hero! He's coming back. What do we know about Bo Bergdahl? Well, he defected. Actually, he abandoned the troops in Afghanistan. He's AWOL. He's out of here. Why'd he join the Taliban? He's with the Taliban. Oh my gosh! What a hero! Get him home. And by the way, to get him home, so we can have that little Rose Garden ceremony for Barack Obama, we will give you what do you want? What do you want? What can we hand you? Cash, bad guys we've captured, you know, hey, just name it to us. All right, that's one scenario. The scenario that played out in the wee hours of the morning while you were sleeping a little different. Three hostages held by North Korea back on U.S. soil. In a moment, you're going to hear the President of the United States welcome them home in case you were sleeping. Todd, what do we give up for these three hostages? What was the Trump version of what Barack Obama did? I don't believe we gave up anything. You know,
that's why I hadn't responded. I'm like, what did we give up? I don't know. Nothing.
I think we demanded their release to actually have meetings about, you know, what multiple presidents have been trying to do for multiple years.
And maybe we've finally been able to make them realize that, you know, if you want any prosperity for your people, there's probably a different way to go about that.
Exactly. Lose the nukes. Lose the nukes, and you might have a little...
They weren't working anyway. I mean, just think of all the money you're wasting on a product that wasn't even working.
Actually get some, you could actually get some food for your people. Pretty amazing, ladies and gentlemen. This is really pretty amazing. When you think about it, not so much even about, you know, obviously for their families and for America. You don't like the idea that Americans are held hostage anywhere. It's horrible, okay? But you know, it happens, and we've seen that before. But I how it happened, and the contrast to just the previous president is amazing. And, I'll throw something else on the table here. We have, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but we have a CIA nominee, Gina Haspel. Someone that's been at the CIA for three decades and, by all accounts, an impeccable record, incredible service. 9/11, she volunteers to go on the toughest assignment and duties, okay? Not run for cover at the Swiss desk or anything, right? She's She's doing the tough stuff. And she did, and they know this from classified briefings. And we have a bunch of Democrats that are wetting the bed over how terrorists are treated. I want you to think about that a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. If you look into the eyes of your kids and grandkids, watch them sleeping for me sometime. And think about the future they're going to have. When they're 30 and 60 and 90 years old, what kind of country will the United States of America be? And then think about people like this Kamala Harris, the senator from California. We're going to play a clip of hers in a little bit here. And all the rest. Warner and the cabal of Democrats. And by the way, Democrat-ish Republicans like John McCain, who think torture is something we do to our soldiers in training. If it were torture, we wouldn't do it to our soldiers in training, would we? It's a tactic. And we use it very rarely. I think the number is 4 terrorists actually have been subjected to it. I think it's 4, but it's a small number. It's not 50, it's not 100, okay? And it was only done a handful of times on those individuals. So say 4 times, four, and they got it, 100 each to cough up information. To protect the greatest country on the face of the earth. And now we have Democrats in meltdown mode, not over the unbelievable amount of threats we face in this country that a CIA director will deal with, but about being nicer to terrorists. This is what consumes them. Boy, oh boy, I hope you're glad we have a different way of thinking from Donald Trump as President of the United States, from Mike Pence as Vice President, from Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State. Isn't it unbelievable? Isn't it unbelievable? Listen to history.
I really think we have a very good chance of doing. Well, we're starting off on a new footing. This is a wonderful thing that he released the folks early. That was a big thing, very important to me. And I really think we have a very good chance of doing something very meaningful. And if anybody would have said that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, even a year ago, you would have said that's not possible. So a lot, I will say this, a lot of very good things have happened. Say it. I really think he wants to do something. I think he did this because I really think he wants to do something and bring that country into the real world. I really believe that, John, and I think that we're going to have a success. I think this will be a very big success. It's never been taken this far. There's never been a relationship like this, and we're starting from here. But I really think a lot of progress has been made, and we'll see what happens. We're talking about a few weeks. I guess many of you will be with us, but some great things can happen, and that's what we hope. So I want to thank you all. It's very early in the morning. I think you probably broke the all-time in history television rating for 3 o'clock in the morning, that I would say. But I want to just congratulate. These are 3 great people, and congratulations.
You know what else? Just the fact that he's there at 3 in the morning says something about him, doesn't it? Just that alone. You can quietly let this happen and then have a, event the next day at the White House. And I'm sure they'll have a Rose Garden ceremony or something. But just even that. More than the actual event itself, which is significant, because it's leading to this discussion with North Korea and something that has perplexed previous presidents, is to me the way he went about this and the way he goes about everything. It really is nothing short of extraordinary to me. What do you think of it? 800-228-0550. Am I too strong when I say Democrats more worried about how we treat terrorists are dangerous to lead us? Is that offensive to you? Is that too strong? Democrats, please have a little gumption here and come tell me if that offends you. Or maybe as Democrats, you don't like the Democrats in the Senate doing it. Whatever it is, let me know. Texter says, how long were the three hostages in North Korea? Two since 2016 and two, or one rather, 2015. I forget. Yeah, 2015 was the longest. So, a while. May want to mention the ethanol and E15 expansion Trump approved yesterday. Exciting for farmers. All right, talk about that. Weren't there a couple of our troops killed trying to find Bo? Yeah, that was another part of that disgrace for sure. By the way, Kelly Armstrong will join us bottom of the hour. Take your calls, questions, and comments, so get those ready. And we're going to do a tribute to moms tomorrow, too, so I want to give you a little heads up on that. Talk about that when we come back. 258-0550, give us a call.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you could save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What's on your mind? I should have mentioned this at the beginning of the program. I got distracted because of my Diet Pepsi being not what it was advertised to be. But May 10th today, and Todd, there are not one but two birthdays in the Hennon house today. Not one but two.
Whoa.
My wife and our daughter Hannah both have birthdays today. Tomorrow is our anniversary. I was telling Phil Parker this earlier because he was asking what I was going to get my wife for Mother's Day. And I explained that she had told me to dial it back And because there's just so much, you know, there's birthdays today, our anniversary is tomorrow, and then Mother's Day on Sunday. So anyway, Maria, my wife, and Hannah, our daughter, happy birthday to both today. Okay? I need to say that. Got to say happy birthday. Got to let them know that they're actually out east getting. Hannah is our daughter that just finished her freshman year of college, and so she's coming back, actually, later today. So. Home for the summer, so it should be fun. Hey, CJ is here from Dak Diesel, then Jim's waiting to weigh in. Another call's welcome, 258-0550. Kelly Armstrong will join us at the bottom of the hour. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome for him as well. CJ, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Scott? Well, I guess you got a busy weekend coming up.
Exactly right. And a graduation. Our oldest, actually, is graduating from UND this weekend, so...
Yeah,
there's a whole lot of stuff going on. A ring ceremony up there tomorrow and the graduation on Saturday. So, yeah, a lot going on. Yeah,
nice, nice. Well, the one thing I want to mention to all the listeners out there today, you know, I'm looking to hire at least one to two more mechanics here. So, you know, if anybody knows of a diesel mechanic, or if you are a diesel mechanic and you got experience, got your own tools, you know, or even if you just got out of school, definitely give me a holler and we'll discuss, you know, the opening and, you know, go from there. You know, it's one of these things that, you know, like you've witnessed, you know, we are definitely a growing shop and, you know, we have a ton of business and it just, you know, continues and, you know, it's everything diesel down here. So if somebody wants to get into that, you know, this is a great place to start or a great place to continue their employment. So
I love it. And you can work from somebody you already know because you've been hearing them right here on the radio. So give CJ a call and find out more about those opportunities at Dak Diesel. I love it. So it's, diesel mechanics is mainly what you're looking for?
Yes, yes.
All right, Diesel Mechanics Unite. Give them a call and find out how you can go to work for the fastest growing diesel repair shop on the planet. 258-5011 is their office number, 210-0888 on the cell, dakdiesel.com to find out more about them. Thanks, CJ.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Have a great weekend. Have a fun weekend.
You bet. Good to talk to you. Jim's on the road. What's on your mind, Jim?
Yeah, good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you.
Just a quick comment. You know, you're talking about how the Democrats are fighting this, treating the terrorists like family. Yeah, every time something happens, the Democrats always have to go against it, even though they're the ones that started it. You realize that the Democrat Party started the Ku Klux Klan, and look what they did. You want to talk about terrorism? Just think of what they did when they were the Klan, or as the Klan. There still are.
Yeah, you know, and I, honestly, you know, I think that there's things in our history as a country we can say we're not proud of. Slavery would be one of them, as an example, and you correct that. But those that have their part in it, you hope they'd own it and say, hey, bad idea, horrible, and own it and also denounce it. But you never hear that related to the KKK and, you know, like Robert Byrd and some of the others. So
and
fair point.
The terrorist activities that they did years back, it's just, what are they talking about? Anyway,
and I think it's a fair point, Jim. I think if you played that game, you would sort of be wasting a lot of energy. You know, it's important to know the past without question. But I'm talking about right here, right now. I'm talking about members of the United States Senate, Democrats, who are up there, literally, they're bedwetting. I can't come up with a better term. They're bedwetting because they're worried that we're treating terrorists too unfairly, right? I mean, and we have all these threats around the world, and they want to berate this very qualified woman because she was in a system that said this is the law of the land. We used it a handful of times. It's unbelievable. And if it were torture, I don't think we'd be doing it to our own military. So it's grandstanding. It's I don't know. I hope there's Democrats that are embarrassed about that. I fear for our country knowing people like that are in power. What, Jim? I heard you say something and I lost you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Texter says the following. This is kind of long here. Scott, need your insight. We were sitting around last night with our neighbors, and we got into a conversation. And that led into a big money bet. We all are tuned in to your radio show from 9 different locations, and we said we're going to be listening for your answer. Who best to ask than Scott? When we send Air Force One or Air Force Two over to hostile countries with the president or vice president aboard, are they escorted by fighter jets? Remember, there's big money riding on this. A dozen Casey donuts, the fancy ones, not the regular donuts, so we need your input. I believe the answer is yes. You know, I can't 100% say for sure. I will tell you this, that I have known people that were part of the crews that have flown out of Andrews Air Force Base, including Air Force Two, and they have told me that that is standard operating procedure. So I think it's pretty safe. Kevin just said yes. How do you know? What's your
yeah,
source?
Well, a friend of mine actually flew F-15s for 26 years and was on some escorts in it. But yeah, absolutely. They always have. They may not be right next to them, but they're always close.
Yeah. Another thing you might notice is that when they leave Andrews Air Force Base, they fly 2 of Marine Ones. So the president's on one, but they fly the other as a decoy. So there, you can be rest assured. This came from Gail. Gail, you can be rest assured that the president is well protected, and obviously that's domestically, but it's also especially when he's flying overseas, for sure. I didn't quite figure out why they had the hostages and Mike Pompeo on a different plane yesterday, but they had 2 planes. Maybe he had a big contingent with him or something. They didn't have enough room for the hostages and their families or whatever. Did anybody see any reporting?
Well, I just did the Google. It says Air Force One is not routine. I thought it was, and is not routinely escorted by fighter jets while it's flying. Yes, it is closely monitored by air traffic control by U.S. military through NORAD during its flight, but it does not routinely receive fighter escort, especially over the continental U.S.
Well, yeah, so, that's why I'm saying this wasn't about the continental U.S. This was about overseas.
Overseas, so I would think they do.
In hostile areas, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure we can help you win that bet definitively because they're not exactly going to tell you everything they do in the way of security measures. You know what I mean?
Right.
Texter says, over the moon elated, that through President Trump's strong leadership and sageness, how about that? There's a word we pulled out. Sageness. He was able to secure the freedom and safety of 3 great Americans from a brutal, inhumane regime. So proud to call President Trump my president. Proud and grateful every day. P.S. The liberal media owes him a huge apology, a lot of appreciation and coverage of the true facts, including his numerous accomplishments for America and the world at large, are ignored. Somebody is suggesting that doctors were probably inspecting them on the other planes, separate planes, mainly because you don't know what kind of condition they were in or what diseases they had. I guess that makes sense. All right, good stuff. More coming up.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna 4 times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
On your mind, 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache. You can find them in Mandan and Frontier south of Fargo or online anytime, 24-7 at highplainsapache.com. When you spray as much as you do, you really need support from folks that just know the game. And you know what? Nobody knows spray application like my friends at High Plains Apache. They really do. And everything about it, tips, the parts, the service, most especially a full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment like that. Beautiful, and I mean beautiful, line of Apache self-propelled sprayers. Oh, the best of the best. Best warranty in the game, like footprint, so you're in the field when others are not. This is the one you want, folks. Just go talk to them. You'll see it for yourself. High Plains Apache in Mandan. Across from, can we call it Culver's yet, Todd? I think we can call it Culver's now, can we? It's
They're working on it.
Yeah, that's what that's going to be. Across from the new Culver's there in Mandan. You can call them, too, at 663-2375, or High Plains Apache's exit 60, I-29, south of Fargo, as well. And, again, a reminder, online anytime at highplainsapache.com. In studio with us today is the Republican-endorsed candidate for the House race, Kelly Armstrong. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Both of our wives have a birthday today, so.
How about that? Yeah, so are you trying to get home for your wife's birthday?
No, I'll be here actually until Saturday, and then we're just going to overdo Mother's Day on Sunday. So
there you
that's
go.
That's her favorite. I mean, that's her favorite anyway, with both our kids and stuff. So we'll double up on Sunday afternoon, and we'll try and treat her as we'll never treat her as well as she deserves, but we'll do our best.
Exactly. I think the timing on our wives' birthdays is a little tough because it does get bundled with Mother's Day a lot. We have our anniversary tomorrow, too.
So yeah, you got the extra one. In the
hat trick.
It's an expensive week for you.
Yeah, exactly right. A lot of fun. Well, good to catch up with you. I wanted to start by something that is a classic ploy of the Democratic Party in North Dakota and their relatives in the media, and that is to suggest that somehow Republicans are for corporate farming, and therefore all farms would go away, and there'd be like three, you know, owners of farms in North Dakota. This is a scam we hear over and over. The Democrats have very little to hang on to, so they've got to lie about Republicans. Did you vote for corporate farming in the last legislative session?
Yeah, no, it wasn't the last session.
It was 2 ago, wasn't
it? Yeah, I support family farms. I've always supported family farms. And when I get to Congress, I'm going to continue to support family farms. Not only are they the lifeblood of the North Dakota economy, but they're actually the backbone of our way of life. In 2015, family farmers came to us, to the legislature in the dairy and swine industry, and were asking for help. the bill they're talking about only dealt with swine and dairy farms. However, the bill is referred, and I respect the will of the people and will continue to do so. But that doesn't change the fact that family dairy and swine farms are dying in this state. 10 years ago, we had 300 family dairy farms. Now we're down to 80. They have, it's a very capital-intensive business. They have difficulty raising capital. And we don't have to look any farther than South Dakota. Their family dairy industry is growing, and ours is shrinking. So even in last session, we brought a bill to help exempt dairy equipment the same way we do other farm equipment. I sponsored a bill to help local implement dealers get better negotiations and with national corporations so we can keep those local implement dealers, local family farms, going in North Dakota. The Democrats have never offered a solution to the problem of our dying swine and dairy industry and continue to do so. They'd rather demagogue an issue than try and bring solutions to it. It was very narrowly tailored. It was brought to us by dairy family farms, which are family dairy, family swine farms. They're struggling in North Dakota. They're going to continue to struggle until we come up with solutions. And we want family dairy swine farms in North Dakota. We want them to be able to raise capital. We want them to continue to have success here. And we want our local rural communities to have success. And this is all part of the package.
And the Democrats, as I understand it, aren't necessarily against more dairy farms or more swine farms, but they say this is the way that you get the camel's nose under the tent, and therefore it's going to be corporate farming, to suggest that somehow you're not able to correctly craft it, as you said, very narrowly, because you don't believe by allowing swine and dairy farms that you somehow changed the other laws on corporate farming, do you?
Absolutely not. And we want to create solutions. And it doesn't just help the local family swine and dairy farms. It helps the whole local agricultural community. You know, when I toured the Castleton ethanol plant, one of the big things we found in the difference between the Richardton plant, which is in my district, and the Castleton plant, which is out here, in the Richardton plant, they sell their feedstock locally. You know, there's a healthy cow livestock activity out in western North Dakota, and out here they just don't have the animals to sell the feed to, so they truck a lot of it to Canada. So this is one of those situations where it can help the whole community. You know, when you look at where there are robust livestock things, these aren't big bad investors from New York City. These are going to be local farmers and ranchers and businesses in the local agricultural communities that are going to help invest in these things. That being said, it got referred. We still have to work towards solutions. When I get to Washington, D.C., we're going to work to solutions. We need to protect the family farmer in North Dakota. It's absolutely essential to our way of life, and we want all farming industries to have a robust opportunity to succeed here.
Kelly Armstrong, our guest. If you have a question or comment, they're welcome at 258-0550. That's our local telephone number, 258-0550. You can text me at 367-2054. Text Todd, 226-8503, with any questions or comments that you might have. You can ask them, and also, by the way, if you want to watch on Facebook, you can watch us on Facebook Live, and we'll take questions there as well. For Kelly, I want to ask you about this. The National Republican Senatorial Committee just sent out a note saying today marks the one-year anniversary of Heidi Heitkamp's disastrous and deciding vote to keep the Obama administration's job-killing BLM methane flaring rule in place. And 1 year later, North Dakotans are still paying the price for her failed leadership. Heitkamp's reckless decision to keep the rule in place, despite North Dakota having its own tough emissions requirements, has hurt North Dakota energy producers. It saddled them with another duplicative and costly federal regulation, and threaten thousands of North Dakotans who rely on energy industry, on the energy industry, for their livelihood. North Dakotans deserve to have someone who represents them 100% of the time, not just when it's politically correct. And with this vote and many others, Heitkamp has failed to deliver. I'm not going to ask you if you agree with that, because you probably do, but I'm saying, can you, as someone that's in the oil business, that knows this, can you talk about that vote? And the damage that has done to the industry, in your view?
Absolutely. And I think you just start with, this was a parting shot from Barack Obama and the environmental left. That's what it was. We already have the regulations in North Dakota. North Dakota regulators are significantly better at regulating North Dakota industry than Washington, D.C. ever is going to be. And we already, as the email says, that we have regulation in place in North Dakota. So all this is duplicative regulation. Dealing with the federal government on regulation doesn't make anything any safer. What it does do is it makes it take longer, it's more efficient, and it's way more expensive. So this is, I mean, it actually is, and it's a perfect example of how Senator Heitkamp has treated these things in her entire time in the U.S. Senate. When we don't need her vote, sometimes she's with us. When we do need her vote, she's almost never with us, if ever with us. I can't think of a situation in which she has been with us. So this is a bad bill for business. It's a bad bill for North Dakota, and she was on the wrong side of it.
And as I understand it, the Congressional Review Act is designed specifically to prevent against the president doing what Obama did, parting shot, right?
Yes.
And allows him to go do a look back and say, hey, what do you think? And then, boom, peel those regulations back and say, sorry, you can't do that. Her argument was, we can fix this. You know, we can fix this a different way. Has that happened?
No, and anytime your argument is once we do something with the federal government, we're going to fix it. What that means is it's going to take forever, even if we get the result we want. And in the meantime, everybody in the business community, everybody in North Dakota that relies on these jobs suffers in the meantime.
If you had to sort of boil down the conversations in every corner of the state that you're having with folks, what are you hearing about the most? What's on the minds of the voters right now?
Well, from the ag community, farm bill. I mean, farm bill's front and center. Dealing with that, we need a strong farm bill. We need a 5-year farm bill. We need crop insurance. We need supplemental crop insurance. Obviously, we're hearing a lot about the debt. It's heartening to know that people in North Dakota are paying attention to it and understand how big of an issue it is. And then again, I mean, it's just what you hear on the road or when you're going all across any business sector, whether it's energy, whether it's banking, whether it's agriculture, whether it's small business, federal regulation. You know, people love the tax cut. They love having more money in their pockets. They think it's been great for the economy. It's been great for the workers. It's companies in North Dakota are investing right back in their communities. But most of the problems we face in North Dakota industry in North Dakota don't come from North Dakota. They come from Washington, D.C.
Scott in Dickinson, question for Kelly Armstrong or comment. Go ahead.
No, I just have a comment. I've known Kelly since he was a very young man, and he gets it. He understands that. He gets what I used to call it when I was in education for 19 years, and he comes from a very strong family, and he's been a leader in the Dickinson community. And I just think the time has come for Kelly to be in Washington. He's led us in Bismarck. And I just ask for you all to do your due diligence and make sure you vote for the right man. It's not a party thing. It's the man. We live in the United States, and put aside whatever party you're from, because I'm not necessarily a party man. I look at the man who I'm voting for, and if he can be trusted, and Kelly can be trusted.
All right, Scott, appreciate that comment. There's a nice endorsement.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I mean, that's the guy who I used to umpire games when I was coaching, and so we sometimes had some conversations when I was coaching baseball and he was umpiring, so I really appreciate that, and Scott's a great guy.
Well, and now that you said that, Kelly, that brings up the first time when you were first coaching and there was a call, and the thing I liked about Kelly was he was very professional. He walked. He didn't run. He wasn't hollering. He wasn't screaming. And he would come up to you and he would say, "What did you see?" And I would explain what I saw. And then he would say, "Well, is it possible you missed it?" And I would say, "No, Kelly, I got this one right. I may have missed some before, but I got this one right." And then with a little grin on his face, he would say, "Well, I think you missed it." And he would turn around and he'd walk back where he came from.
He was honing his negotiating skills for later in life is what he was doing there.
Well, yes, and in fairness, yes. when I was umping or when I was coaching at that age, I had to act as professional as possible because in all fairness, I looked younger than most of the kids on my team.
thanks for the story, Scott. That's great. You bet. Appreciate that very much. 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number. A few texts rolling in here. And I do have a question on the farm bill. I want to ask you about work requirements, because that's entered the debate as well with President Trump's words, I guess, yesterday. I don't know if that happened or not, but he was supposed to talk about that. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Kelly Armstrong here. Your call is welcome for him.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm a Leaf Putlitch of Putlitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indy Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Jim the Flagpole Guy on, Manny? Are we doing a little light on Liberty, or is that later? I have him on my list right now, but I don't see him on the board.
I'll give him a call right now.
You're calling him? He's calling us? I can't remember who calls who. You call him up. And let us know, and we'll talk about a little light on Liberty from our man Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up on What's On Your Mind. Stephen Fargo has a question, so let's go to that. I want to come back to the Farm Bill question, but I'll save it for a little bit here. Steve, go ahead for Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly, I have no love lost for Heidi, but I don't understand about this law that she signed. how does it affect workers? I mean, where were the jobs lost? I'm trying to educate myself on this so I can explain it to other people. I believe it. I just don't understand it completely.
Yeah, the answer is when you're dealing with state land and drilling wells on, or drilling wells and expanding the oil industry, when you're only dealing with state government, you can do things quicker. You can continue to do things. It's still safe. It's still environmentally safe. We protect the impacts. But whenever you move into federal territory and federal regulation, the process is slowed down, and it's slowed down significantly. And the slower you're dealing with those things and waiting for permits, those are dollars that aren't going into development. Those are dollars that aren't going into working on those things. And those are people who aren't hired to complete, finish, and drill the wells until all the permitting process is going on. So whenever you're dealing with federal regulation and dealing with especially duplicative federal regulation, it takes so much longer to get the approval that it just slows down the process without protecting the environment. And whenever you do that, you're losing jobs on the rigs. You're losing those things in areas where there's a lot of federal land. There's less activity because it takes slower, which means there's less people employed.
Okay, so basically, it's about the same thing Heidi did with workman's comp back in the 90s.
Yeah, and it's the same thing we deal with in the agriculture industry. It's the same thing. When you get federal regulation involved, nothing gets safer, nothing gets cleaner. It just gets slower, more expensive, and more burdensome on the industry that's being regulated, and that costs employment, and that costs jobs.
Okay, see, because a lot of people are saying that they were adding a bunch of stuff that were actually saving things and saving the environment and was actually causing things to go faster. And I'm going, I don't see how that can happen. I'm trying to educate myself on this, but that makes.
Yeah. And even more importantly,
explain to some people.
Yeah. And when they do try and deal with a regulatory non-compliance and a regulatory, they ask for completely outrageous fines. They deal with this. They tie companies up. And whenever a company's tied up like that, there's uncertainty. And when there's uncertainty, they're not hiring as many people.
I will also just add this editorial comment. Democrats have an amazing way of throwing so much jargon at you as to make you think as though you're dumb and they're smart and they know what they're talking about and just go away. And it's a tactic.
Yep.
Meanwhile, I think Kelly does a fabulous job of explaining these things, right? Kevin Cramer does as well. Senator Hoeven is a little wordier, but he does too. I think they just boil it down to how we need, and that's an important part of being an elected member of Congress, is saying, you know, here's the problem, here's what it does, here's what I'm fixing, you know, and letting us know. That's important. Hang tight one sec. Kelly, back to more calls and questions in a moment, but first, Jim, the flagpole guy, is here to tell us about flying Old Glory. How are you, Jim?
Well, good morning, Scott, and good morning, Kelly. Hey, and good morning, audience. Scott, I'm overwhelmed. Everybody has been awesome. And this week, 2 weeks ago, I ordered poles for all of my customers who committed, and then every day almost for the last 2 weeks, I've been adding poles. My manufacturer, they're like, Jim, you're slow down here a little bit. Nobody buys all these poles. It keeps adding the way you do. And I say, well, they keep selling. And he says, well, nobody buys this many poles with that are sold. So we're up to 47 poles ordered. I have 27 poles sold by a contract and 20 handshakes. Well, 19, but I'm calling it 20 because there's one going to call today. I'm a week behind where I want to be, but stronger than ever. We got us a new digger and new equipment, and we're gearing up. And as soon as these poles get here, which will be next week, I pray, we're going to get rolling, Scott, and I'm quite excited. Very excited. Thank you, North Dakota.
And just a little reminder, we had a goal of 100 flagpoles going in the ground this season that started when the ground was frozen. And as you heard Jim say, that sounds like we're close to half of that goal already, and we haven't hit the midpoint of May. So that is awesome. And you were putting them in, I think into October, as I recall, last year. So,
well, I installed one like 20th of December last year.
Frost. Oh, my gosh. Exactly. So we got some time to go. It's a fantastic, folks. Get on that list. Get on this list, because this is a great story. This is, first of all, a business built on a wonderful audience, the What's on Your Mind community. And it started with somebody calling one day saying, how do I get an American-made flagpole? And Jim quickly realized, boy, it was tough to do, and started this business. So ndflagpoleguy.com is your resource, ndflagpoleguy.com, or call 701-571-FLAG. Thanks a bunch, Jim.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
That's the guy bringing us a great light on liberty. More of our conversation with Kelly Armstrong. I'll get a quick text question in here. A listener says, I understand Tom Campbell's name is still on the primary ballot. Is that true?
That is correct. And Tom, even though he's dropped out of the race and endorsed me and supporting me, the way the process works, there's ways to get off the general election ballot. But because of the timelines in the primary ballot, Tom will still be on the ballot.
That's amazing. The ballots weren't even printed yet, right? When he withdrew and endorsed you, but the process is it goes on once you file.
And I mean, as they're getting ready to do all of these things, I mean, it's important that they're accurate, important that they have the time to do it right. So, but I appreciate Tom's support. I appreciate his endorsement. We're going
to
move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a good idea to have that conversation with friends and family too, to say, hey, when you go to the polls, this is that name's there, but he's not running anymore. So, all right, more coming up.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.